We're doing brachot. We're up to chavzayin amud bet. Three lines, nine lines down. The Gemara had said that Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba asked Rav, "Mi badlit? Have you ceased to do work? Have you accepted Shabbos upon yourself with this prayer?" Because we had a story that Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba was davening mincha behind Rav, and Rav was davening. That's what he wanted to know. Turns out Rav said that he was davening Ma'ariv of Shabbos, and he had ceased to do Melacha. And the Gemara asked, "So mi badil? Did he really cease to do Melacha?" V'amar Rabbi Yavin, pam achat itpalel Rebbe shel Shabbat be'erev Shabbat, v'nichnas lemechatz v'yatzav shana lan pirkin v'adayin lo chashcha. We have the following quote, the story that Rebbe davened the Shabbos Ma'ariv early, and after he said his Ma'ariv, he went into the bathhouse, came out of the bathhouse, taught us, finished the shiur, and it wasn't dark yet. And says the Gemara, "You think Rebbe went into the bathhouse to bathe? He went into the bathhouse just because it was healthy to be in a bathhouse, to be in the heat of the bathhouse. That's called lehazia, to sweat. But he didn't go into the water. Rebbe finished his ma'ariv. I guess he felt he needed medically to go into the bathhouse. So he went in, he took in the hot air, he sat there for a bit, and then he came out. And that was before they made a decree that on Shabbos you're not allowed to walk into a bathhouse to just enjoy the hot air." The Gemara tells us that the rabbis forbade it, because there was a situation where the balanim, the people who were responsible for heating up the bathhouse, would heat it up on Shabbos. People would bathe on Shabbos, and they'd heat it up for them on Shabbos. So they forbade bathing on Shabbos. So people would go in and say, "I'm only going in to enjoy the hot air." And they'd really be bathing, and they'd still be heating up the fires under the bathhouses on Shabbos. So the rabbi said, "Okay, no going into bathhouses. I don't care if you're going in to bathe or to enjoy the hot air. You're not doing that." But when Rebbe went in prior to that decree. Aini, really? Is that so? V'abai ishar alai l'ravdimi bar l'yue l'chavruye saleh. Abaye permitted him to, after he davened the Ma'ariv of Shabbos, he allowed him to color his silver vessels. The way they do it is they take something that was smoking, and they put it under. They take the silver vessel and put it upside down on something that was smoking, and then the smoke, the sulfur, would go up into the crevices that were engraved in the silver vessel, and then it would get caught there, and then you'd have. The engravings were more distinct because they looked darker because the smoke would get caught. And there you'd have sulfur in there. That's called lashin, to smoke the vessel. If you had a silver vessel with engravings and you wanted the engravings to be distinct, this is what you did. So Abaye permitted him to do this after he had already davened the Ma'ariv of Shabbos. So you see that even if you daven Ma'ariv of Shabbos on Friday, before sunset, you're allowed to do melacha, even after you prayed it. And says the Gemara, "No, really, you're prohibited." And that story that Abaye permitted it, hahuta uta Abaye, that was a situation where he made a mistake. It was a cloudy day. He thought it was nighttime already. He davened Ma'ariv, and then the clouds dispersed, and he realized it was still daytime. So Abaye told him, "You could still do melacha." V'tuta mihadra? Wait a second. If you made a mistake and you accepted Shabbos because you thought it was time, and then it turns out you made a mistake, you still have a half hour, can you undo it? V'amar avidan. We have the following story. Pamachat nitkashu shemayim be'avim. One time it got very cloudy. Kasvurin ham lomar chashichai. So people thought it was night. V'nichnesu lebet hakneset. V'yipalelu shemotzei Shabbat b'Shabbat. So it was on a Shabbos. It got very cloudy. Everyone went into shul. Davened the prayer of Matzei Shabbos. Remember, they were based on sundials. It gets very cloudy, they can't see. So they thought it's night. they daven the Motzei Shabbos tefillah, v'nitpazu avim, they come out of shul, the clouds disperse, v'zachah haman, they see, hey, the sun's still out. Ubal v'shalut Rebbe, they came and asked Rebbe, what are we supposed to do now? Rebbe said, okay, you guys were yotzei your tefillah. You don't have to daven again tonight, because you were yotzei your tefillah. Now, they weren't mutter to do malacha yet, and yet they didn't have to daven again. So what does it mean, he davened by mistake, and then the davening doesn't affect his Shabbos? You see here that if you daven by mistake, you don't have to re-daven. Answers the Gemara, Shani Tzibud lo matrachinan lo. You're right. When you daven by mistake, so then that mistake gets undone. But in this situation, because it was the public, so the public doesn't have to repeat a prayer. Even if they davened by mistake, we say, okay, but the evidence kosher. One, it's an individual who davened Ma'ariv and accepted Shabbos on himself because he thought it was time. And then it turns out he made a mistake. So then we say, okay, he made a mistake. That doesn't count. He thought it was time. And then that's what happened here. That Abaye allowed him, Rav Dimi, to go and paint the silver vessels because Rav Dimi made a mistake. So he said, if you daven by mistake, that doesn't count. Rav, when he accepted Shabbos on himself, so he accepted Shabbos on himself when he davened early. He did it on purpose, and then he stopped doing melacha. Why is it that when the crowd said the Motzei Shabbos davening by mistake, Rebbe said, that's it, they were yotze, they're davening, that's a crowd. A crowd, you don't make them redo it. But technically, if an individual does something by mistake, he has to redo it, it has no impact.